Free agency starts today, and we got a lot to get into here on today's episode of TWB.
You're now listening to the Wandering Buffalo podcast with your host, Justin Godfrey.
Welcome in, everybody. Thanks for joining us on another episode of the Wandering Buffalo podcast, a show here on the Buffalo Fan Base Network. My name is Andrew Chang. You can find me on social media and almost all platforms, pretty much under two Changs. I got my co-host here, Justin. Justin, how are you doing today?
I'm doing absolutely wonderful. It's been a while since we've been able to get together on one of these. A lot of stuff going on, but really psyched to be able to get back in the fold with you here and talk some Bills.
Yeah, I agree. There has been a lot of stuff that's been kind of keeping me off the airwaves, and so my apologies for leading you there high and dry, but we got bigger things to talk about right now, because there are some bigger things that are going to happen and a lot more stuff that's going to happen, because, I mean, technically we're recording this on the 8th, right? So, and by the time that this episode drops, and by the time that you, the listener, are listening to this or consuming it, legal tampering period has probably started. So things are about to hit the fan. We're going to see some restructures. We're going to see some signings. Because we both know, Justin, that the way that the Buffalo Bills are built right now isn't good enough. It's not good enough to win competitively. And we saw this not just in that Bengals game. We saw it the two previous years against the Chiefs. We're just not there. And on today's episode, we're going to talk about maybe some free agents that could get us there. And, you know, I want to preface this conversation by saying Justin and I are not experts. We are not experts. We have never claimed to be experts. We will never be experts. And when it comes to the salary cap, I just don't understand it like some of these other people, like Greg Thompson or like other big people, Joe Marino. I understand there's a number you want to get under, but the way that the restructures and pushing things down and kicking the can down the road, like I work with data, and that's pretty black and white. I don't work with the I guess numbers will kind of be coincided in the similar realm, but I feel like there's a lot of gray and wiggle room with this stuff. I don't know if you feel that way. Do you feel that way, Justin?
I feel a little bit like, as I've gotten further into doing this podcast, the more that I've been more closely following the Bills as I get older, mm-hmm. I feel like I have a better grasp on it. Not going to claim to be an expert, but a lot of it comes from consuming some of the great content that's out there in Bills Mafia. You mentioned Greg Thompson, absolute salary cap legend. I'm not a numbers guy, so I'm glad to get a rough idea of where we stand and let him work with the numbers on that,
right,
as far
right.
as I'm concerned.
Okay, well, let's just dive right in. We're just going to go position by position here, and we're just going to briefly talk about, you know, who do we want out of the free agents, and maybe there isn't someone that we want from this list to, you know, fill our depth for the team. So we're going to start off with quarterback. Obviously, we got Josh Allen, QB1, big guy, big arm, bigger heart. He's our guy, number 17, the real deal. But if he should go down or that UCL give him more, you know, problems, who are we bringing in, Justin, to like fulfill that backup role? I got spot rack up right now, and I'll just give you a couple of people. There's Carson Wentz. Tom Brady allegedly is on here for whatever reason. I guess he might come back, which I don't know how much truth there is to that, but I'm just like, dude, give it up. Give it up, man. Marcus Mariota, Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, Jimmy G, Teddy Bridgewater, Case Keenum, Mason Rudolph, Jacoby Brissett, yada, yada. You get it. Or there is a draft pick. What are you doing and why?
So I kind of touched on this a little bit in the past, and as we're getting a little bit closer, kind of seeing how other things shake out, my initial thought for this position was Sam Darnold.
Mm.
It's kind of like the Mitch Trubisky route of you kind of had some struggles to start your career, go to Buffalo, sit behind Josh Allen for a year, kind of reboot your career. I'm getting a feeling that somebody out there is going to give Sam Darnold at least a chance to compete.
Like the
and
Panthers?
Him still, I wouldn't say the Panthers again.
Well, I'm just saying like last year they tried.
Yeah, somewhere, I don't know, Atlanta comes to mind. They have Desmond Ridder, but is he ready? I just think there's enough spots out there that need a quarterback that could at least bring him in to be a bridge quarterback or to compete. So I feel like this is going to fall somewhere in the bucket of like Gardner Minshew, Kyle Allen type of player, and a little bit kind of more of the B-list celebrity. But when you're talking about, you know, keeping the money down for our position and not kind of paying that $5-7 million for a backup quarterback, because we can't afford to do that.
Yeah, I think for me, if I had it my way, money kind of like not super important, but obviously it is important. I would really like Jacoby Brissett or Teddy Bridgewater, if he could stay healthy. But I really like what I saw from Jacoby Brissett. He was actually pretty good for the Browns last year, and you didn't hear about it because the Browns is the Browns. But, you know, I thought he did pretty well, especially against us. But let's move on to the running backs here. And same kind of thing. This is a pretty deep free agency running back class, and it's also a pretty deep running back draft class. Justin, you probably alluded to some of this on your on the previous pods that you did on your own. Who do you want in general on the free agency list, or do you just want a free a draft pick?
So the game changed up a little bit on this one recently. There was the rumors of Derrick Henry being made available for a trade.
That's true.
The Bills come out as betting favorites to land him. I'm going to tell you.
And then Leonard Fournette, I heard he could be there.
I have no interest in playoff Lenny. but Derrick Henry is super interesting. I've talked about it to death.
Could you imagine?
It would be amazing. I'm not in the business of paying an aging running back $10+ million a year. You're going to have to give him another contract. Mm-hmm. My dream for this position will remain until the option is off the table.
Let me hear it.
It's Jamal Williams.
Yes.
There's nobody else I want.
That's my guy.
Yeah, if you're not bringing in him in free agency, look to add one of these, you know, a TJ Yeldon type that we've done in the past, pair them with Hines and Cook. Mm-hmm. But if you're bringing in an investment here, Jamal Williams or bust, man.
Yeah, I really like Jamal Williams a lot just because he's like so funny, right? He wears like that Naruto headband, and if you don't listen to or watch Naruto, you probably won't understand.
Turn off this episode and start watching Naruto.
Yeah, I guess you could do that, but like, you know,
finish this episode first,
then go watch Naruto from start to finish, skip the fillers, and you will not be disappointed. Another running back that I kind of be interested in is Raheem Mostert. I feel like he could be something, but is he just a fast guy? And we saw with Matt Breida, we got a fast guy, but that didn't really necessarily translate well. So I don't really know if we can get a lot out of that. But let's move on here to wide receiver, because the Bills need help. This is a wide receiver centric offense, and we can't all just feed the ball to Stephon Diggs, because eventually teams are gonna get wise, right? You saw it with the Jets. They were like, okay, we're going to double Stephon Diggs, and then we'll just put Sauce Gardner on Gabe Davis, and then you have to rely on either Gabe Davis separating from Sauce or their number one corner. on your opposing team, or you go to the slot or to the run game, and obviously neither of those things were really working out too well. So there's a laundry list of wide receivers here, and I'll go first this time. I think this is kind of hard for me, but I kind of want both options. I want a draft pick, and I want Robert Woods back. I really think that when I wish the Bills had Robert Woods or had drafted him under the Bean era. Like, I wish he was a little bit younger. And the like, I that would have been amazing. But unfortunately, he was in the Whaley era, and you know, Woods probably was like, I can't wait to get out of Buffalo. Like, I really can't. Whenever I think of Robert Woods, I think about that Monday night, or maybe it was that Thursday night game against Seattle, where he just showed off. Like, you know what game I'm talking about, where Danny Carpenter like tries to go for a kick, but then Richard Sherman hits him in the leg, and then they have to spike the ball with like a half a second. Then they call a timeout, and then he misses the kick.
Mm-hmm.
That heartbreaking game, by the way. Tyrod Taylor laid it out. But yeah, that's what I would do. Robert Woods, draft pick. Both.
Yeah.
What about you?
I actually have the exact same two answers. And
oh, how original.
For me, Robert Woods is even kind of a stretch here. Mm-hmm. That one's really going to come down to me of what the money looks like for that, because I don't really love this free agency class at wide receiver, and these players have to go somewhere. Somebody's going to pay them, right? And
right.
I don't know that this is not the year to be pursuing a receiver in free agency. When you're talking the top of the classes, you know, like a Jacoby Myers, a Juju Smith-Schuster, some of these kind of middling number two receivers are about to get, you know, damn near top wide receiver money.
Right.
So if you can get Robert Woods here for the right deal, and I'm thinking that's, you know, something under like five per year, go for it. But I'm kind of looking at this position more as like a double, triple dip into the draft, you know.
Double, triple dip some, into the draft.
One early, maybe one like fourth round, fifth round. Add some bodies. Bring Cole Beasley back for one more year to work with Shakir, and the rest is history.
Yeah, I'm pretty good on unpopular opinion, but I think I'm good on McKenzie too.
Yeah, I'm all set there. Take the cap savings.
Like, no disrespect to you, McKenzie. I loved what you've done for the team. You were a bright spot in a dark, bad team a couple years ago, more than a couple years ago. But eventually, I think it's time to like.
You just need more, man.
Yeah, sorry. No offense. Tight ends. Yeah, you know, there's a lot of rumor that the Bills are going to run a lot more two tight end sets, and I think that's what they wanted to do with O.J. Howard, but obviously O.J. Howard got beaten out by an undrafted free agent in Quentin Morris, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like, okay, I see what you were going to do, but you didn't end up doing it. At least if you did, it wasn't really effective. Kind of like when the Bills did like that two running back set with Nyheim Hines in the back. It's like, okay, I see what you're trying to do, but it doesn't seem to be working, but we're going to keep trying it. Eventually they, you know, went away from it. In any event, is there a free agent or a draft pick that you'd want?
So more than I have a name here, it's the type of player I want here. And if we already have a team that I'll say for myself personally, I don't want to speak for you. I think the team already struggled getting Dawson Knox involved enough for my liking after giving him a fat paycheck.
Right.
I want him more involved in the passing game. So I don't really need this tight end two to be some ridiculous receiving threat. I'm looking for a guy that's going to set the edge, kind of make it more possible to do some outside zone runs without, you know, making it obvious, trotting Bobby Hart onto the field because we need him as another lineman for blocking. For me in free agency, I believe Mercedes Lewis is still floating around out there. He's like mid to late 30s. I don't care. He does exactly what I want him to do. And Chris Manhertz is out there, and he's a dude. A lot of you might remember him. He started he started his career in Buffalo. He ended up,
and he'll do it in Buffalo.
Yeah, he went to Carolina. He's a good blocking tight end. He's not going to make huge gains in the passing game. But yeah, just that
he's like Lee Smith.
Yeah, that type of player, and it's a very deep draft for tight ends. So maybe you can get that type of player somewhere in the later rounds too.
Yeah, I think I would pick a draft pick out of this just because, like, I like Tommy Sweeney, I guess, but you don't really see him on the field. I think he's probably a good guy. The team talks about him very well, but that's cool and all, but what do you do on the field?
Correct.
Like, you're a healthy scratch or you're not playing, so you might as well be a healthy scratch. So I think I need more out of tight end too. Quentin Morris is cool. Yeah, I mean, bro, undrafted free agent. I feel like he outsnapped Tommy Sweeney. Like, that's enough said.
Right.
I understand that Tommy Sweeney was also a seventh round draft pick, but come on, like, I need more. You've got more time in this system, and even this, well, I guess not this current system, but in the previous system where you were legitimately the tight end too.
Yeah, give me Morris as my tight end three. Let him play some special teams.
Let's move on to the offensive line. Left tackle, we're not going to talk about it. Deion Dawkins. Center, we're not going to talk about it. Let's talk about, like, the guards and, like, right tackle. So let's talk about right tackle first. George Fant, Mike McGlinchey, Billy Turner, Juwan James, Juwan Taylor, David Questenberg, and some other people. Or a draft pick. Who you want, why, go. Rapid fire.
There's a ton of dudes out there on the offensive line in free agency, and I'm very honest about this. Offensive line is not my strong suit.
You don't like watching giant men?
I do, but I don't like scouting them.
Bear wrestle with each other?
Yeah.
That's where I watch football. I don't look at the quarterback or wide receiver.
Yeah, you're just,
I look at that center.
Just staring at the center, how he handles that two gap.
Yeah.
Honestly, one of the names I have here at the tackle position, and this comes from me signing my apology letter last year, is Bobby Hart. And
oh my God,
I don't want to see him pressed into action, but he did enough for me last year that he's like my break glass in case of emergency guy, and I'm fine with that. I do want to see some... I do want to see an addition that would be through the draft. I think guard is the higher priority. But we also have to remember that Tommy Doyle is in the mix here, and he was kind of drafted seemingly to be that backup swing tackle. Obviously gets hurt for the whole season last year. So, you know, you never want to count on him coming back and being healthy as being your plan. But I'm still factoring him into the mix there. They drafted him for a reason, and I think if they took another tackle this year, it'd be somewhere in the fifth round like Tommy Doyle was. So I'm keeping an eye on him.
Okay. Ideal world, and I'm just naming names. I understand we're like the people that we're naming out, we're not going to get them all. But like ideally, I think Mike McGlinchey would be really cool here. As a, like, could you imagine if, like, that's your backup or you're pushing him? You're pushing Spencer Brown with Mike McGlinchey. But then again, it's just like, okay, you have a starting right tackle. What do you do with Spencer Brown at that point? Do you kick him over to guard? Do you solve that problem in one free agent signing? Maybe. But we don't know what Spencer Brown does with guard. So I think I'm in more of the camp of a draft pick rather than getting a high-end free agent, maybe just like some depth player who's like cheap, not named Bobby Hart, but that's Brandon Bean's job. So let's move on to guard and talk about more ginormous men that we have no idea about. There's a lot of names on this list, and I'm not gonna front to you guys. I don't know what these guys bring, except for Roger Saffold. He's on this list.
I got two names okay, from that list. So this is kind of like a complex, like 2-3 year plan here. At some point we are going to have to plan for life without Mitch Morse. He's just getting older. It's going to happen at some point.
Wait. I got to say something real quick.
Go.
I heard on my way home that Joe Marino suggested getting Andre Dillard from the Eagles, who's got like guard and left tackle versatility. And I was like, I kind of like that a lot. Like, I really like that a lot. So if they could get that, I'm all for it.
Yeah.
I'll resume. I'll let you resume. Go for it.
I saw that idea as well. And that's kind of the filling the two needs. They love the positional versatility on the line. My guys here, probably a little bit more expensive, but I think this is a position that needs to be invested in. You gave Josh Allen like $250 million contract. You got to keep him upright and let him work back.
Damn,
there.
That is a lot of money.
Yeah, it's a little bit. So my two guys here, I'd be looking at Dalton Risner or Nate Davis from Tennessee. And also with this, I would be looking in the draft with one of the top three rounds, depending on how the draft is shaking out for you, of making an investment, something similar to what we did with Eric Wood, where we drafted him to be a center, but he kind of played guard his first year or two and then slid over. I would like to see something like that where we have somebody in the wings. You get like a Nate Davis to play right guard. You kick Bates back over to his natural left guard position. And then you got a guy that's, you know, your first guy off the bench. He's a rookie developing, doesn't have to go in right away. Who's also your long-term answer at center. Go find me that guy, Bean.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Okay. Well, let's see here. Let's move on. Let's move on to defense. But before we do that, let's take a quick break, digest what we just talked about. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Brother Bill. Now back to the show.
Welcome back, everyone. We're going to wrap up this episode by talking about some free agents or some draft picks that we, or, you know, either or that we want to do here, and wrap it up on defense. Let's talk about the edge defenders. Von Miller's hurt, and then our two most recent back-to-back second-round picks are very underwhelming. I don't even want to list their names. Who do you want? Why? Go.
First and foremost, I want Shaq Lawson back.
I like that.
I thought he filled in great last year. He doesn't command a very big contract. And I'm comfortable starting the season with Shaq Lawson and Groot out there as the two starters. I would like to see a move made. Somebody like a DN with some experience. I would love if Jerry Hughes was made available to us for like a 6th round pick. I'm all over that. But a guy that's kind of the same mold to me, Justin Houston, is out there. He's obviously given us some problems in the past. And
Melvin Ingram.
Melvin Ingram. Same type of player to me, that just kind of these aging DNs that would kind of work out great in our system because we like to rotate players and they stay fresh and they cause havoc. And questionable name that I just want to throw out there because I'm not for this one, but I've seen some people talking about it. Jadeveon Clowney's out there. Do you have any interest in him?
If he's cheap, sure. But we don't really have a lot of money to toss around, and I feel like he hasn't really... I feel like I just haven't heard his name. Like, you know, if you're getting paid that much and if you're that good, I feel like I should hear your name a little bit more. So, yes and no.
Okay.
But let's move on to the defensive tackles here, because that is very controversial with Jadeveon Clowney. He's interesting, I'll say that.
Yeah.
Defensive tackles... You know the Bills love their defensive tackles, and there's a lot going around with Ed Oliver, and I'll be the first person to say this, unpopular opinion by some, but I really don't think he lived up to that top 10 pick. And that's not to say he's not good, but like when you look at other people, it's like, wow, how did we miss on those people? Or like we had the pick of the litter and we picked the statistically the one that's the farthest away. But I just don't think we have the money to really pay for a high-end free agent. So I think we got to go draft pick here. What about you?
I'm going to start by agreeing with what you said about Ed Oliver. It's not that he's not good. It's not that I don't like him on the team. It's just when you have that top 10 draft stock, you know, you're either making that impact or you're not. And I've seen it thrown around a lot, like, oh, we should try to trade Ed Oliver now and get something for him because we're not going to re-sign him. You also have to look at the fact that other teams are seeing that, and also you're going to get diminished returns from him because he is playing into a contract year. So any team that would be trading for him is also going to have to give him that fat payday.
Right.
I agree. I would like to see some sort of draft piece go towards this. And kind of similar to my defensive end answer, I think the answer was on the roster last year. I mean, we still had one of the top defenses in the league. I don't think we need to go ham changing it. Jordan Phillips' contract last year was a little heftier than I'd like. But
if he stayed healthy, I wonder how we would have evaluated that.
Correct. He had a great impact when he was in there healthy, and towards the end of the season he was playing, but he was playing through all kinds of stuff. Very similar to the Shaq Lawson. I loved what we got out of him last year, and if you can run it back with, you know, another 1 year, $3-4 million deal, I'm bringing him back. It's gonna be Daquan Jones, Ed Oliver,
right,
and Jordan Phillips for me there.
Okay, let's move on here to linebacker, and I'm not going to bother talking about the free agents here because there's only one person we got to talk about, and it's Tremaine Edmonds. I want him back, plain and simple. Draft another guy. That's me. Period.
Well,
I need him.
Did you see the Shefty report that just came out then?
He didn't even say that. Somebody like tweeted saying like, hey, they're probably going to lose Jordan Poyer and Tremaine Edmonds per Adam Schefter, but you go to Adam Schefter and there's nothing on his Twitter line or something.
I don't like seeing Shefty attached to it.
I mean, maybe he said something in, like, maybe not on Twitter. That's a possibility, but it's not published on his Twitter personally, and not saying Twitter is, like, the most valuable place for, you know, factual news, but... You know, if you want to be super technical, then I did not see anything from that. But do you disagree with me? Get Tremaine Edmonds, draft a linebacker.
I would prefer to have Edmonds back, but I don't think it's going to happen. I think the Bills are going to make a nice offer that they're comfortable with, and it's going to be right on the cusp of what I'd be willing to give. I think it's going to be like $15-17 million that they'll offer him.
When he wants like 18.
I think there's going to be a team out there that's got money to spend that's going to make sure that right, we can't match them, and they're going to offer like $22 million, and he's going to be the highest paid linebacker that's ever played middle linebacker. So I just don't see him coming back.
Let's hope that doesn't happen. Let's move on here to the cornerbacks here. I feel like this room is relatively okay. I'd be willing to re-sign Dane Jackson to like a really cheap deal and, you know, do some more draft picks there. Do you disagree with that? I feel like we can just brush over this.
Yeah, I would leave it exactly as it is. Don't tender Dane Jackson, bring him back on a cheap deal. Bring back the same
and
guys.
And then the big fish, Jordan Poyer, you signing him or he's walking? Or do you want me to start?
I'll start. I would love to have Poyer back. I think there's a chance that he could come back, that the market doesn't shake out exactly how he thinks it's going to.
But taxes, bro.
Yeah, death and taxes, man.
Yeah.
But he's my first answer there. If we're not able to get him back, I would love to see Von Bell come in from Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. I think you could get him on a pretty reasonable deal and kind of plays a little similar to Poyer. I think he would, he'd fill in nicely next to Micah Hyde as well.
Yeah, for me, I really like Jordan Poyer. I think he deserves that payday, and he wants that payday, but the Bills just can't do it. And I think there's like that mutual agreeing. It's kind of like when you break up with your girlfriend going away to college or something like that, or maybe you got dumped. You know, maybe your boyfriend dumped you, or your girlfriend dumped you, or they just dumped you. Just trying to be inclusive here. That, you know, it's going great, but you just know, like, hey, this is the end. And it kind of sucks. It really does. But you still wish the best for them. And that's, I guess that's how I feel about Jordan Poyer. Like, I just don't think the Bills are going to re-sign him. It is what it is. We love you. I hope you do great things with your next team, just not when you play the Bills. And I hope you don't go to Miami. I get it. No taxes, but whatever.
I can't see him suit up.
They have, like, flying cockroaches, dude. You got freaked out by that snake on social media. Can you imagine? They got snakes, gators, and flying roaches. Bruh, I'm good. Anyways, if we lose Jordan Poyer, I'd like to sign Taylor Rapp and do some more draft picks. Not to mention Christian Benford possibly converting over to safety. That's an option, too. Moving on quickly here to the special teamers, because they're the last group here, and we're just talking about the punter. Re-sign Tyler Bass. He's been good. Or extend Tyler Bass, sign him, extend him, whatever. Keep him. Bass is the man. Everyone hated him when he first came out, but I swear, I knew something was up. Like, the Bills couldn't miss that bad on a kicker, could they? Well, they missed that bad on a punter.
Woo.
Yeah, I went there. Anyways, punter, I want Sam Martin. If not, get another draft pick, but make sure you do that background search. Hire like 15 private investigators if you need to. Mm. Do not drop the ball.
Yeah, I would like to see them just offer Sam Martin like a 2-3 year deal, so you can kind of control the money in the first year.
He's pretty good.
Lower that cap hit, and I've really enjoyed punter not being an issue for us to talk about. And give me 2-3 years more of that, and let me deal with that later. But yeah,
right.
Re-sign him, extend him, keep him around. I like him.
I agree. All right, well, I think that's going to wrap it up for today's episode. Thanks for listening. If you made it all the way through, make sure to like, comment, subscribe, review our podcast. It does help us out a lot. Justin, where can the good people find you?
You can find me on any of the social medias by searching at jgods22.
You can find me on most social media and podcasting platforms. You can find me on most social media platforms by searching up 2Changs. You can find our podcast, The Wandering Buffalo Podcast, on most social media podcasting platforms, and even on YouTube by searching up The Wandering Buffalo Podcast. That's all we have for you today. Hopefully your Monday is going super well and that the Bills did what you want within reason. Hopefully it's not something outlandish. But the one thing to take away from this is that the Buffalo Bills got better by the end of today. Remember that. It may not seem like that, but there's a reason for everything. And the Bills are not the old Bills. We're still talking about that big window. We can do it. All right?
All right. Go Bills.
All right, well, go Bills, baby.